Matt Rife has beef with a six-year-old, according to the six-year-old's mom.
Guys, Matt Rife is in the hot seat right now. The beloved Matt Rife that everyone's obsessed with.
I am 100% on Matt Rife's side in this whole situation.
Please explain.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. It's TMZ Verify the Podcast. I'm Wild. Welcome back, Steph.
I'm Steph.
Hi. I was about to say, I got so excited to welcome you back.
You just introduced me. I love it.
Hello.
Hi, I missed you.
We've been missing you too. It hasn't been the same.
I love it.
We might have like switched up the recipe, but the sauce don't taste the same.
And you know what? That's what I care about. Hi, guys. Long time no see.
Long time no see.
I've really been going through it, and we're not going to elaborate.
You look really good today, though.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much.
You do. You're bright, you're vibrant. If you can't see Stephanie because you're listening, TMZ Verified the Podcast on YouTube.
I look the same.
No. Well, it's been 3 weeks, so the people might want to get
I look really different. Yeah. You guys should go look. I look crazy. I look great. Yeah, you know when they say that your outer self reflects what's going on inside?
Yes.
Mine's apparently having the opposite thing because I'm really going through it.
Are you having an internal time?
We're just going to skip right into the topics.
Okay. All right. in actual news, we have some spicy ass stories.
I'm actually really excited about these stories because they're hot, they're spicy, and they're, you know I love a TikTok reference.
I was about to say, kind of salacious.
I love a TikTok reference. Mm-hmm. Anytime there's a TikTok story on the show, I'm like, count me.
So every week.
Yeah, all Kool-Aid man in here if you don't let me do a TikTok story.
Okay, so last week when you weren't here, we talked about Ruby Rose and her quote-unquote number one spender on OnlyFans. They're this guy that she was like, he spends thousands of dollars on me a month. He got a tattoo of her face on his body. Well, apparently, none of that's the truth. He came out and he said it's cap, all cap. Selena Gomez is also dating Benny Blanco, and she don't care what y'all say on the internet. That is her man, her man, her man.
Love.
I kind of love it, too. Partisan Fontaine, he is addressing the breakup with Meg Thee Stallion and the cheating rumors because she kind of accused him of cheating or accused someone of cheating. You go, if the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits, and if there, what's the quote? It's like, if there's fire, there's water. If there's smoke, there's fire.
If there's smoke, there's fire. Yes. Yeah. Okay. But first, Matt Rife has beef with a six-year-old, according to the six-year-old's mom.
Guys, Matt Rife is in the hot seat right now. The beloved Matt Rife that everyone's obsessed with. He is in trouble, and let's break this down. So TikToker Bunny Hedaya, her six-year-old son is currently in an online feud with Matt Rife. Yeah. After the child criticized his Netflix special via, like, on TikTok, he stitched the video, replied to the video with his commentary. Bunny described her side of the story on TikTok. Let's hear it.
Matt Rife has decided to start beef with my six-year-old child online. The things he said that weren't even funny were posted on TikTok, and I started being tagged in them because everyone knows that my son is like a genius and he's really into space. When people see space clips, they tag me in them because they know that that's what he likes. This is the video that I posted.
Nothing to do with the stars, man. Just because Jupiter has a ring and you don't, doesn't mean...
Actually, it's Saturn has the rings, and it has more also, and you're mean to girls.
Okay, so Matt got wind of this video.
Yes.
And you would think as a comedian that has a Netflix special, you'd just be like, oh, okay, video, right?
Mm-hmm.
He responded in the comment section, and he's I can't even say this because it's so crazy. He's fact-checking this kid in the process, and I quote, Jupiter also has a ring. Oh, and Santa Claus isn't real.
Awesome.
Santa Claus. Yes. Your mom buys you presents with the money she makes on OnlyFans. Good luck, tongue emoji. First of all, it's Santa Claus. Was he drunk when he did this? Because I'm so confused.
I'm actually on Matt Rife's side.
I want to reiterate the quote then, because it says, Jupiter also has ring. Oh, and Santa Claus isn't real.
Well, Jupiter does have one ring.
Santa Claus. Let me just say that again for you out loud. He literally is not okay if he's replying to this like that.
I'm kind of on Matt Rife's side in this whole situation.
She doesn't also, guys, she isn't even an OnlyFans creator. She's a TikToker and a mom.
So that was a little shady for him.
Yes.
Like, by the way, your mom's a sex worker. That's no shade to OnlyFans, but like, that's what he's trying to say to the little kid.
Right. And we spoke with Bunny and she says Matt Rife has yet to apologize for the comment, and there's a lot more he'd have to do than more than just like say I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
And to get her forgiveness. And then she also says she's not holding her breath because he doesn't seem like the guy who would take accountability for his words and actions. And I agree.
I am 100% on Matt Rife's side in this whole situation.
Please explain.
Because first of all, stay in a child's place and not a grown folks' face. Why the hell was her 6-year-old child even aware of what Matt Rife said on his Netflix comedy special, which was rated A for adults? I don't know if it was actually rated A, but you know what I'm saying?
And we never really, like, we always have, like, opposing. I actually agree with you. Because why is he on TikTok?
Why is he on TikTok?
I still think Matt Rife is wrong, though, because why are you in your spare time commenting drunk? I'm not allegedly drunk. Yeah, I just maybe he just doesn't know how to spell, which is worse. You should just go with the drunk story.
Well, I just feel like, ma'am. And then it kind of feels like this is all like a publicity scheme perpetrated by the mom. Because, like, again, you're not even supposed to be on TikTok at 6. I think the age limit is like, what, like 13 or 14? But it definitely ain't 6.
Okay, but at the same time, he's just saying, you know, I love space. I think there's something to be said here that, yes, he should. I mean, whatever. It's like, Matt Rife shouldn't be commenting back on this video. If you're having a trust me, if I had a Netflix special, I would not be replying to this video.
Yeah, no. I agree with you on that point, though. Like, Matt Rife, he might be a little bit above this in his, like, celebrity dumb, so why is he stooping to this level?
Yes.
But also, shut up, kid! Like,
I get what you're saying.
Don't be a snooty kid.
I also think the mom, if she isn't an OnlyFans creator, which she states that she is not, and she needs to make a living on social media, bravo, queen, because I didn't know who you were today before this, and now I do.
No one knew who Bunny was. Exactly.
You know what I mean? I'm, like, correcting you on her name. I'm like, Bunny?
Yeah, no. I think that Bunny needs to, like, make her child stay a child. Like, yes, Matt Rife is a celebrity. Yes, the joke might have been a little bit insensitive to some people, but at the same time, I'm not talking to kids. I'm talking to grown people.
She did say to us, though, that she left her child out of this in terms of, like, the whole drama. Like, she letting him be a kid.
How he get in it, Bunny? You know, we need to call Bunny up. No,
bring Bunny on the show.
Bring Bunny on the show. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about. I mean, I know how I feel about this. I feel like I'm on Matt Rife's side in that Bunny needs to sit her little stupid kid down, because also the kid was loud and wrong because Jupiter does have a ring.
Okay, but you can be loud and wrong when you're going against people who literally Matt Rife shouldn't even have seen that. Like, why?
I'm like us, loud and wrong every week.
Yeah, I'm disagreeing, because I do think that, yes, the child should not be, like, replying to it maybe, but at the same time, Matt Rife, aren't you on tour? Aren't you doing something?
Yeah,
aren't,
like,
you on a
you
date? Aren't you at a party?
Yeah.
Don't you have a Netflix special to, like,
promote?
Yeah, promote. Like,
by the way, did you watch the Netflix special?
I did.
Did you like it?
Yeah, but I have a question for the class.
For the class?
Do we think he had plastic surgery, yes or no?
Steph.
Madison?
Okay, we can speculate that, so we don't know for sure, obviously.
Let's take a vote in the room. Do you think yes or no? Just people a quick in the room. Answer. Go. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, that's all three people in the room.
Agreed. Because nobody, first of all, for sure has Botox.
Okay. Again, if you're listening on podcast only, you have to watch on YouTube because we have photos up. So this is what old Matt Rife looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he looks like now.
I wouldn't be watching the special if it was before.
Old Matt.
I'm kidding. But also,
no, I think that's fair to say.
Okay, like, here's another thing. Totally. I will agree with you on this. Don't come for astrology. And then this whole Jupiter joke, he's saying that, like, girls can't talk about astrology if, like, they don't have a Jupiter has rings, but, like, you don't have a ring. First of all, no one wants to be married anyway. Second of all, don't come for astrology.
Do you think all the, like, girls sat at home and, like, shook their crystals together and, like, did an astrology call and now he's being canceled?
No, but you know what? Maybe the witches are witching. But here's the thing. Bunny also says in her TikTok that, like, his whole shtick is women, like, mm-hmm. audience, right? Like, they all think he's hot, and, like, that's his full. Why are you making domestic violence jokes? Why are you, like, not catering to the women if you're a whole audience? Not one man is watching Matt Rife.
No. And then
unless,
the ones,
like,
well, we did, and then we were semi-disappointed by the Netflix
right.
show.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, if females are your main audience,
right.
you should be on their side. Don't make domestic violence jokes. Don't make fun of astrology. Word to the wise, don't make fun of shopping. Like,
you're just letting out all your personal gripes right now.
I'm like, don't make fun of Erwan. Like, okay. If you want to keep us around, like.
Okay, moving on. Partisan Fontaine is, he did 2 interviews in 24 hours, and both of those was about Meg Thee Stallion.
Go to bed.
Yeah. So on Tuesday, he was on Angela Yee's lip service, that like lip service show. It's a little freaky. Have you ever listened to
it?
I
love it.
I don't like talking about, I always say I don't like talking about sex, and I'm like the person that's always talking about sex. So I'm confused. Okay, so on Tuesday, he was on Angela Yee's lip service, and he addressed the breakup as well as the cheating allegations. If y'all can remember, Meg Thee Stallion and Partisan Fontaine, they dated. They started dating in 2020. But like earlier this year, rumors started circulating that the two of them were broken up. And then over the summer, we saw Meg at a wedding with that like super tall soccer player dude. So we were like, okay, they're officially done. Like Meg and Party were done. Then Meg Thee Stallion recently released a song called Cobra. And in the song, she raps, "Pulled up, caught him cheating, getting his dick sucked in the same spot I'm sleeping."
Jail.
Now, she didn't like say who it was. She just said caught him cheating. If you've been on the internet, like everybody just assumed that she was talking about Partisan Fontaine because that's been her only public relationship. So in response, Party released a track called The Person. Like, you know how Meg Thee Stallion?
I can't.
It's The Person with two E's. So. You're over it already. So Party released a song, and in that song, he claimed that Megan lied about the Tory Lanez drama. He claimed that she was intimate with her producer.
Okay.
He also claimed that she was texting other men first. And he claimed that she received lipo.
Okay, slay. Like, don't try to shade. Like, ugh, I'm so over this.
You are like on one.
I am like pro.
I'm back with a vengeance. Okay, so he did lip service, and then he did The Breakfast Club, and here's what he said:
"Why did we break up? There's a laundry list of reasons that could have caused us to be apart.
But you said she lied to you about something. What did she lie about? What you was talking about earlier?
When
you buy a ring and you're about to propose,
I felt like it made me definitely have to second guess where we was at, you know what I mean, at that time. Mm-hmm. Like, it definitely took a blow to me.
Was that really about you when she said she caught her man getting head in her bed? Was that about you? I didn't know if that was about you or she was just rapping.
It's a loose interpretation of events.
But if you didn't get head in the bed.
It didn't happen like that, Charlamagne, is what I'm telling you.
Oh, you got head, just not in her bed.
It happened like that, Charlamagne, that's all I'm saying.
It was in the kitchen.
Did you cheat, Party? That's all people.
Wasn't in the
fine mind.
It wasn't in the kitchen.
Man, listen, bro.
I love Lauren coming in the back saying, "Well, was it in the kitchen?" Because like,
it's giving cheated.
All right. So for his part, he did on Angela Yee's show. Obviously, like he admitted that he cheated, but like emotional cheating. He said that he was. Don't roll your eyes. He said that he was like texting other women, which yes, I cannot stand behind Party. That's cheating, bro. Like if you're texting girls on the side, anything you wouldn't do in front of your significant other is cheating. So if you were doing something that you wasn't supposed to be doing, you were cheating. But here's the thing. A lot of conversation online, people are like, he shouldn't even be addressing the Meg Thee Stallion thing. What are your thoughts? Like,
he's grasping for anything left that we could care about.
Okay.
And the only thing he's got is his ex is like slaying and like being hot and sexy and thriving. So he's like, oh, let me bring this back up.
What about maybe what if he just want to tell his story?
Too late. Do it right away.
I do think it's a little weird, but this is one of those like.
Also, when someone asks you, I'm like, I came back with vengeance. When somebody asks you, did you cheat? And then you're trying to say, well, if there's any well, or like, he's literally in this clip saying like, well, I don't know. Like,
and that poor water bottle that he's trying to chug to make sure he don't got to talk. Like,
the smart water is grasping for her. It's like, she wouldn't just like make it up also.
I mean.
And the Tory Lanez, bringing up that shit is so old. Like,
that is a little.
First of all, he's in jail. So clearly a judge somewhere in the universe right now said that he was guilty.
Yeah, the court and of so law.
The court of law, which is like above you, sir. Mm-hmm. It's clearly real. And if she did lie about anything that's going on with Tory Lanez, it doesn't matter because where is he currently? Wild.
Jail.
Okay.
So Meg got wind of Party's promotional tour about their relationship.
Literally.
And Meg went on social media and she responded herself.
Good.
If this man is saying, I didn't cheat on her, I didn't do that, well, why the fuck is you responding to me? Do you know how many niggas y'all claim I done fucked with? Why are you answering? Why are you trying to make that shoe fit? Like, what the fuck is going on? Why are you talking to me? If you said I wasn't talking to you, I wasn't talking to you. What's happening? And should I not defend myself? Like, if I'm not talking about you, why are you talking about me? You say I didn't cheat. So why you thought that bar was for you?
If the shoe fits.
All right, I do kind of think Meg is kind of trying to be like trying to play coy. But like, sis, if you come out with a rap and you say in the rap that you caught your ex cheating or getting his thing sucked, period, people gonna automatically assume it's your most recent public relationship. Like, you can't be like, I want to talk about him, because we kind of all assumed that she was talking about him. So like, you go, still don't care.
I'm rolling my eyes so hard I can see my brain for the people who aren't on YouTube right now. I think this is the thing, though. When you're Taylor Swift, when you're Megan Thee Stallion, when you're Beyonce, when you're like these people who have weight to their name, SZA, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. everybody, don't fuck me over and then not expect me to write a song about it. At this point, sir, if we're going to go on a date, if you're going to screw me over, I'm going to talk about it and then just shut up. Or say your part when it's happening.
Oh.
Why are we going on a promotional tour? How long ago did they date? How many years ago?
It was this year that they broke up.
Too late. I thought that was last year.
You got 48 hours to speak yeah, up. Otherwise, speak up. Move on. All right. Let's move on ourselves.
Okay.
Selena Gomez, Benny Blanco. Everybody knows Selena Gomez. Benny Blanco, I feel like I always got to explain this. Benny Blanco is a huge producer in pop music. Like, he's worked with some of the biggest artists. Justin Bieber, Selena Gomez, Khalid. Like, Benny Blanco is like that bull for like the young producer. So I don't like when people try to be like, who's Benny Blanco?
I think it's an LA thing though, because we know that he like wrote all those songs, but like people don't know him because he didn't come out as like a face of Benny Blanco until, but he's been writing all these hits, like everything we can think of, 2009 yes. to like now, he's been writing like every hit.
So a little bit ago, Selena Gomez revealed that she was dating Benny Blanco. And, like, I love this. I think it's the most appropriate couple, like,
I agree.
Age-wise, career-wise. But a lot of people have been giving them shit. And I don't really understand why.
Because you shouldn't be fighting with people in the comments if you're Selena Gomez. I think that's the argument.
I think she kind of made it worse. So if y'all missed it, Selena last week, after she, like, revealed that she was dating Benny Blanco, was like responding on Instagram to people in this Instagram post being like, this my man.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what y'all say. This is the happiest I've ever been in my life, which are like all great things to say.
Yes.
But I think then when you start engaging with trolls, it gets a little murky.
And it gives like press, even if she's not. We know mm-hmm. we love Selena Gomez here on the pod. But at the same time, I think fans, when you respond, it's like a frenzy. They're like, why is she responding? She must be insecure. Like, they'll just come for you. Like, she's better off. I'm so happy if she's this happy with Benny Blanco, especially because they're probably making new music, which I'm obsessed with.
I know.
And let's say they're not and they actually have, like, a real relationship. Be confident in that. And just, it just sucks for celebrities because if you don't talk, you're screwed. And if you talk, you're screwed.
Kind of screwed. Well, she did, like, post a photo of the two of them on her Instagram after all the drama happened. Like, so she is standing by her man. So I'm not mad at it. I just feel like, I do agree with that sense of, like, I'm never responding. I'm not even a celebrity right now, and I don't respond to people on Instagram. Like, if y'all go to my Instagram, y'all have been chewing me up since last week about that Taylor Swift stuff. So I said that I don't know if Taylor Swift should have won Time Person of the Year. Yeah. And they have been dragging me.
Rightfully so.
But dragging me on my Instagram. And you think I'm responding? You want to know why I'm not? Because I'm probably going to say something else this week that y'all don't like. So if you ain't like it last week, hold your goddamn breath because I got more to say. Like, it's just,
I think that she's obviously dealt with this whole Justin Bieber. This is me coming as like a human being okay, to her. Right. This is like the side that I'm taking.
Mm-hmm.
She's dealt with this Justin Bieber shit for yes. so long, okay? Mm-hmm. She finally meets someone other than The Weeknd, which we know ended horribly, that she's actually happy with. Yes. So when these comments are like, Justin and Haley, The Weeknd in the comments, she's like, you know what? I'm about to lose my damn mind because I'm finally happy and you're ruining it. And who knows what Benny's saying? Maybe he's like, I don't want to go public because it's just going to tamper like our relationship. And then she gets all these comments and she's like, I don't know.
True, true. Okay. Valid points.
But if I'm famous, I'm not replying to anything.
I'm not. I'm sorry. I am never replying. Like, build a bridge and get the fuck over it. I said I wasn't going to curse anymore, and I think I've already cursed twice today.
2024, keep cursing.
Okay. Thank you. All right, last story. And the messiest story, honestly. So last week, we talked about Ruby Rose. She tweeted out a photo last week of her so-called number one spender. So this would be the person who spends the most money on Ruby Rose's OnlyFans account.
So embarrassing.
It is kind of embarrassing to be, like, have that title. So she posted and said that, you know, the fan, Brandon, he got a tattoo of her name. She also shared alleged screenshots from like conversations that she's been having with Brandon, but it's not really a conversation. It's more just Brandon messaging her, like often being like, hey, love you. Can I send? It's like really weird, creepy stuff. However, the guy who we thought was the Brandon dude did an interview on No Jumper podcast recently and was like, it's all cap. Like, she made up the whole thing. I got hired to take the photo. It's messy. Here's what he said.
I didn't purchase none of her OnlyFans content.
Ruby Rose.
Yeah.
This was all a hoax?
I got in the situation where I just went and took a picture with Ruby Rose, right?
Like, okay.
I got paid for it. I didn't know exactly what it was. And I met up with her. I take this picture. Next day, I'm like the fucking OnlyFans top spender. They were like, we're going to use your, I mean, they kind of let me know that I was going to be like this, like one of her like subscribers, I guess, on OnlyFans or something like that, right? I was like, oh, okay, that sounds cool. You know, I didn't know it was going to blow up to this big, huge story. You know, they said it was going to be big.
So the $60,000 number was fake.
It's a real account, but it's not me. I did say we should like get some kind of tattoo going, you know, like I'll get her name or something tattooed on me. I didn't think I was going to get a portrait.
Where's the portrait?
On the back of my leg.
To be honest, I don't know if I believe either one of them. Like, it seems weird. So from what he's saying that he got paid to simply just take a photo with Ruby Rose. But then he goes, we talked about a tattoo. So I'm confused how you went from just getting paid to take a photo to getting her entire face tattooed on the back of your leg. Somebody's lying here. And to be honest, I don't know which one.
First of all, bad idea to show your top spender regardless because you want him to keep paying.
For you.
Okay.
Exactly.
Next thing, he goes in this interview that we just, the SOT that we just listened to, mm-hmm. Where's the tattoo? And he goes, well, I didn't think it was going to be portrait. And he goes, where's the portrait? And he goes, back my leg.
That's what I'm like.
How are you not a fan if you have a...
And you agree to get a photo of her face on your leg? So he's basically being like this whole, the whole drama made him look bad. Mm-hmm. It made him look like a creep.
Mm-hmm.
Because, bro, if you're spending $60,000 a month on somebody's OnlyFans and not even getting no love, no play on the side, creep.
But maybe he is talking to her because it sounds like they've had some sort of conversation mm-hmm. that maybe, I don't know, someone's lying and it's giving both of them.
I was about to say.
I think Ruby Rose has talked to him more than she wants to admit.
Yeah.
And then he's saying, I'm not that obsessed as he lifts his leg and goes.
And pulls up the full portrait of her face. I mean, are you subscribed to anyone's OnlyFans?
What do you think? No.
Anything is possible. Sis.
No.
No?
Mm-mm.
Okay. I'm not either. I just thought you.
I have no. If you have any recommendations, please comment down below. But I don't currently know.
I keep joking about starting OnlyFans. I'm probably not going to start OnlyFans.
Yeah, you're so fake. You're like, oh my God, I'm starting it by the new year.
But I know. I've been telling everybody. I go, over Christmas break, I am starting my OnlyFans. So follow me on Instagram right now on WYODYOU.
It's not a bad idea, too, because we can both edit. So it'd be like really easy to get that footage up and loaded.
And if someone was saying that I can do like deep fakes, AI, they have the AI faces now. So you can do AI face over your face so no one sees your face.
I'm not doing that much editing. I'm throwing.
Oh, you just dropping your
thumb? No, I'm throwing a thing over my head.
A mask?
No, it's like the ones with the eyes cut out.
A ski mask?
Uh-huh.
Girl, you look like you're about to murder somebody.
And I'm gonna cut out on the top of the ski mask so I can wear pigtails.
That is not sexy. Okay, well.
That would be what I would do.
Welcome back, Stephanie, everybody. All right, we're going to get out of here. Do you have any plans for the weekend?
We're going to that like Christmas party.
We have a few holiday extravaganzas to go
don't
to this
we
weekend.
Always.
We're going to a little Hanukkah.
Here's the problem with me and Wild. I almost called you Ryan, which is...
Like, who
really
the hell
scary.
Is Ryan? Tell me off air.
Okay. So the problem with me and Wild is when we go to these work parties, all of a sudden when we walk in, it's like shots and it's like, oh no.
Lit.
And like, I wake up the next morning, we call each other.
And it's like,
what did we do?
How did I get home?
What did I do? How bad?
So we're going to a Hanukkah soiree.
Woo!
I don't really know what to call it. And then we're going to a Christmas holiday celebration.
I might not go to that.
So if y'all see us out this weekend, you did not. Anything else?
Stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay happy. Have a happy holiday season. We'll see y'all next week. Bye-bye.